Blog Talk Radio.
Now, get ready to own your career with meeting coach and master networking guru, Rod Colon, for his weekly summit for the CEO of Meet Inc. For the next 60 minutes, Rod will cover topics critical to managing your career as the CEO of Meet Inc.
Good evening! You're listening to Own Your Career Primetime on this nice and chilly evening on Monday, March 3rd, 2014. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. Looking forward to taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Producing our show tonight is my good friend Wanda Sharif Rodriguez. And tonight's going to be a little different. We're actually going to have Wendy Wolfolk on right after our break, somewhere around the 9:22-23 time frame, so if you want to set your clocks for that. And Wendy is going to be talking about a position that she has over at Levy Restaurants at the Barclays Center, and it's a position for senior HR manager. Something new we're putting together here, and basically interviewing individuals during the week and kind of getting some good information and seeing if this kind of creates some excitement. And really what we're looking to do is kind of create an opportunity to be in the known network, and you're actually listening to the person with the opening and as I ask her some questions. So we'll kind of cover that in the second segment, somewhere in the 9:22, 9:23, or in essence 22 after the hour. Today's theme is about gathering business intelligence prior to an interview as the CEO of Me Inc. Yeah, many know business intelligence as data and analytics and all that good stuff, but as the CEO of Me, we also need to look at business intelligence importantly. And, you know, as business intelligence is a set of methodologies and architectures and technologies that transform data into meaningful and useful information for business purposes. That's the definition of business intelligence. But for the CEO, we'll kind of take it and say, look, we need to gather information as well, and we need to, you know, synthesize that and put that together. And today what we're going to do is kind of cover how do we identify these individuals inside the organization now that we're about to get an interview, and, you know, who do we speak to, and what questions do we ask? You know, so that we're certainly going to cover that, and certainly in our third segment today we'll kind of go to the mailbag and questions that are out there and kind of what what I call from the CEO of Me bunker, you know, all the things that are going on with all the coaching, some of the things that on a week-to-week basis we kind of work with and look at. So we'll certainly be covering that. So in the CEO of Me kind of game plan, the Me Inc. game plan, I talk about two divisions and departments that you're running. Now, if this is your first time, and you're saying, what is this guy talking about, right? Well, Me Inc. is the business in managing your career. You're the CEO of Me Inc. You can replace the word me with your name. What are you managing? Your career. What are the products and services you provide? Your core competencies. As you're managing your business as a career, and we're managing it on a daily basis, right, be it if you're working or in transition, there are two key departments in Me Inc. One is research and development, R&D, and the next major department is sales and marketing. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking pretty much about research and development, business intelligence, gathering as much information, especially those individuals who are struggling in identifying opportunities that are a good match, as we say, a 70% or better match for their skill sets. We have been working the R&D space as best as we can. But in the sales and marketing, when we talk about our checklists and our seven steps and here it is and doing all our work and folks have our value proposition, individuals now, you got the word from either the manager or the HR professional or your agency representative saying, Joe, congratulations. We have an interview for you.
Okay.
Most individuals will now look at their resume again, look at the job description, certainly take a look at their website as much as they can. But it's rare that I find individuals continuing to leverage their business advocates inside the organization for business intel about the interview. So let's think about, here it is, an individual who has given you some information about the manager ahead, about what's going on inside the organization, and now you go back to them to say, Joe, thank you so much. I really appreciate what you did for me before. And they may not have done much. They may have just said, sure, did you submit your resume into the portal, whatever. But now you still have this team of individuals inside the organization who may be willing to help you. Okay? My thought is, what do we have to lose, right? So if we ask. So here it is, we have Joe, who's going to be interviewing, let's say, for Mattel, Inc.
Okay.
And he has five individuals that he identified up front with his value proposition, and three of the five helped him just to gather some information about the organization, who the manager is, and with all that, over the last 3 weeks, Joe has now secured an interview based on all the information that he had, some good intel. But now he wants to go in and speak to these three to five individuals again to say, look, it's now showtime. Next Monday, I'm going to have an interview with this group. These are the individuals' names, right? So let me give you a few questions here, ideas, and certainly if you like a list of these questions that I've put together, just email me at rod@rodcolone.com. That's rod@rodcolone.com. And I titled it Questions to Ask When Conducting a Business Intelligence Conversation with Someone Inside the Organization Prior to an Interview. Number one, so here I am. I'm going to be going in for the interview, and I'm going to be asking Joe inside the organization. He works there. He doesn't work. Let's put it this way. He's not someone I'm going to be interviewing with. But he knows the organization well or is part of the department, and I know him personally, or I have been connected to him by a connector, and he happens to be the advocate.
Okay?
So I'm not asking someone I'm going to be interviewing with. I'm going to be asking individuals who know that department or division.
Okay?
And I'll ask them, Joe, who are the key people and stakeholders in the organization and department? I want to get a good sense for names. Who are they? What do they do? Where are they in the food chain? What are the opportunities for me to deliver value to the team and the organization? What is the best way? What are the opportunities for me to deliver value to the organization? I want to think about it. There may be an individual ready in this role. There may be a few. They may have just let somebody go. I want to get their opinion. And that's why I like to speak with a few individuals so I can get, you know, good information from multiple sources as a good journalist. What are the organization's goals and strategies for the year? What are they? Because here I'm thinking, okay, what are the strategies? So these are things that I can think of and speaking with and making sure that if this is part of the interview process, I can at least begin to leverage and tune into some themes that they're looking to develop. That's part of their strategy. I'll ask Jill. Jill, what have been some of the challenges facing this organization, this position, this role, this area? What are the challenges? What are they up against? What are the issues? I'm not looking to challenge the manager or the peers having this information, but I just want to know that if this comes up, that this is an area that they're struggling with, that they want me to come in. So if they said in the interview, you know, one of the things we're going to be looking for, Rod, is X, Y, and Z. Now, I've already got information. That's their area of weakness. Well, I can go in and comfortably discuss that. So what are the challenges? What are the issues facing the group? All right. I asked the individual, I said, Joe, you know me. Well, you know a little bit about me, depending on how well I know the individual. What will help me stand out? What will help me stand out, be unique, be different? Jill, tell me about someone in this role, present or in the past, that was simply outstanding, one of the top performers that everyone spoke about or continues to talk about. What did they bring to the table? How did they separate themselves from others? And tell me about their character, right, and their competence. So tell me about their core skills, but also how did they deliver it, the soft skill side as well. Why are they viewed, you know, in an exceptional way? Right. We'll go into a little bit as far as, hey, Joe, you know, I got my, you know, blue pinstripe suit, white shirt, you know, little touch of color on the tie, you know, black shoes. What do you think? Nothing wrong with asking what to wear. What'd be good, not, right? As a former corporate recruiter, there were individuals who I knew that they liked certain attire, they liked certain accessories. And I would let people know because I thought that was their preference, and I wanted to help make the deal happen internally, meaning I got one less manager on my back to fill a spot. But as an agency recruiter, you want to know and seek the advantage as well for the placement, for the fee. Right, so there's nothing wrong. Do's and don'ts. Right. Joe, what have others done that simply dropped them out of contention immediately? What did they do that they just simply screwed up? Right? You're listening to Own Your Career Prime Time. This is Rod Colon on Block Talk Radio, online at blocktalkradio.com, taking your calls at 347-857-3320. Today's theme is gathering business intelligence prior to an interview as the CEO of Me, Inc. And a little later, we're going to have Wendy Wolfolk on talking about her position over at Levy Restaurants at the Barclays Center, and that position is a senior HR manager. Right now, we're just kind of covering a list of questions to ask our advocate inside the organization, and we call it business intelligence, gathering business intelligence prior to the interview. Okay. Go back to Joe, who's my example here, who's my advocate inside. And Joe, I've read from the annual report and the website, the organization's mission and vision and value statement. Now, be honest with me, Joe. Is that lip service or is that real? Is that something I can introduce into the conversation or not? Is it something that they overlook or really look? Can I use it or not? Is it key or not? Hey, Joe, how does the manager and the department measure success? What's their criteria? What do they look for? How do they measure that? Are they micromanagers? Are they kind of laissez-faire? something in between. How do they manage? Because having that information is really handy when we start thinking about, you know, the questions that we ask, the way we answer a question. And then folks say, but Rod, I'm not being the real me. I want them to see the real me. I said, well, the real you is about marketing and packaging, and that's all part of Me, Inc. No, I want them to know me, not Me, Inc. Well, sometimes me is not always in the best interest. And as business owners and running a business, if we look at any company, are they always sharing every detail that's in their laundry and in their closet? Of course not. And this is where individuals kind of get caught up to say, no, I'm just gonna share and say things and call it. And I'm like, okay. But understand that your competition may not be, and this will put you at a disadvantage. Your choice. Certainly discuss this with your board of directors and board of advisors before you do that. But in the 21st century, it's a little different. It's about having great core skills, but also great soft skills as well. And that's what we're teaching in Me, Inc. And that's what makes a successful business. Okay. A couple more. Jill, tell me about how the team interacts. You see, I'm going to be meeting with these three or four individuals. Matter of fact, three of them I'm going to have in a panel interview. You know, who should I focus on? Who's a key player? Who's quiet but very observing? You know, give me the details. What is the mission of the group? What value do they bring to the overall organization? Right? Is this department looked at favorably from senior management? Are they're okay, they're part of the infrastructure? Or they're in jeopardy? Am I going to be coming in as a pincushion for some reason? Right? For those who may not know the terminology, is that you're being set up to fail. You're being set up. And that's okay. Sometimes I may want to go into a set-up position because I go in to clean up, and that's my strength, generate some income. Maybe I could turn it around, but I'll take that risk. But knowing that I'm going to be a pincushion, I'll be happy to, in the compensation, it will have to be significantly more than I would accept because that's going to be the potential of short-term opportunity. So these are things that you think about and you ask. Now, just imagine that the individual inside is giving you, not all of this, but some of this really good data. You have to have a fairly good relationship with them. Right. That's why it's important. Always maintain your network. As I say in every note that I send out, keep networking alive. You never know who it's going to be that you're going to need. And it could be that the person you're speaking to is not your level one. It is someone who you know very well, who they helped that person some time ago, and what they're doing is giving you all this information because it's like they're doing it for their friend who introduced you. So you just don't know. I've had many, many Kleenex late evening sessions with individuals who are now probably one of the best advocates for others in the network, because of those late-night Kleenex moments. You remember one? Kind of deal. I'll ask Joe, are there any interesting behavioral-type questions that they ask? Have you heard of any? What are they? You know, I use the storm and forming and stars. You know, is that a good way to answer it? The last one I have, and this is kind of a list that will... You know, if you have others to add, just email me at rod@rodcolone.com. One last one that I have here is it comes to the compensation side. Right? Hey, Joe, if they ask me, the group asks me, how much am I looking for, should I kind of give them the circuitous route? You know, I'm sure it's a great firm. You guys are going to pay well. You know, I could walk around that. Or are they going to look at me like I'm waffling in some way and they want me to answer it directly? You know, tell me, should I deflect or be direct? help me with that on the compensation side, which would be great. So that's it. Gathering business intelligence prior to an interview as a CEO of Me, Inc. We'll cover a little bit more. One of the things that when we come back from the break, we're going to have Wendy Wolfork, and Wendy is the director of HR at Levy Restaurants at the Barclays Center, and she's going to be talking about the Senior Human Resource Manager. This is Own Your Career with Rod Colon, online at Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. We'll be right back.
Your future customers are searching online for your product or service right now. What will they find? Will they find you? Chatterbug Media is an internet marketing agency that gets you noticed online. From mobile responsive websites to search engine optimization to social media to content marketing, we can help. Call Chatterbug Media at 321-236-BUZZ. That's 321-236-2899. Or visit us online at chatterbugmedia.com.
In need of a career coach or a motivational speaker for your next session or event? Reach out to Rod Colon. Rod has a unique perspective on what it takes to succeed in today's global economy. Rod has over 25 years of experience as a corporate HR management insider, agency recruiter, master networker, motivational speaker, and career coach. As an in-demand career coach and motivational speaker, Rod demonstrates the power of networking as a giving and sharing activity and aggressively challenges professionals to be relentless in building their networking skills while managing their careers as a business, the CEO of Me, Inc. To find out more information on Rod Colon services, go to www.rodcolon.com. That is www.rodcolon.com, or call 732-367-5580. That is 732-367-5580.
Welcome back to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Now we got a special guest, a very good friend who's going to share with us an opportunity that she has for those who are in the listening audience. And my good friend is Wendy Wolfork. And Wendy is the Director of Human Resources at Levy Restaurants at Barclays Center. Welcome, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Rod. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure. Doing well. I tell you, it's cold. It's cold in New York. But I think you're going to warm us up with this wonderful opportunity. Wendy brought to my attention that there's a senior human resources manager position at her organization, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it. Go on ahead, Wendy.
Certainly. Thank you again. I am looking for a senior human resources manager who will provide HR support services in a generalist capacity for my organization, including recruitment, onboarding, training and development, and helping to ensure due diligence and onboarding and supporting our regulatory compliance obligations as well. We are a unionized environment. We have just over 800 associates, and so labor relations experience is highly critical. This individual, though, will more broadly contribute to the HR team's impact on business results. I think HR has a huge role in that, and we do that through our responsiveness to associates and our management team, and by our ability to foster engagement and drive a culture where people can thrive. Ultimately, guest experience, the brand, and bottom and top line will all gain when HR is highly effective. I'm very, very excited about having a great partner come in here to work with me and my team.
Right. That's accurate. Now, Wendy, let's like make sure. The Barclay Center, this is like the one in Brooklyn, right, near Juniors? I mean, is that's the location, correct?
That is correct. It is Barclays Center. We're on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. Barclays Center is, of course, the state-of-the-art home of the NBA's Brooklyn Nets. My organization, Levy Restaurants, is the arena's food and beverage partner, and we oversee delightful dining experiences for guests at the 4040 Club, in our premium concession stands, and in over 100 exclusive suites throughout the Barclays Center. Levy Restaurants is a leader in sports and entertainment dining. We have a presence at many exciting locations. For example, Staples Center, the U.S. Open, Kentucky Derby, and many Major League Championship games.
Excellent. Now, Wendy, so here I am, you know, as a former HR. What is it that would be in the experience of the individual that really will excite you and your members and management about things in their background which would be ideal for this role? What would it be?
Great question. Premier is union experience, really, really important. But I think what will stand out is someone whose resume tells a story of contribution value, and some of it in measurable ways. I'm looking for someone who conveys enthusiasm, who's a great communicator, who's got critical thinking skills, who is in love with HR and understands its huge ability to impact operational excellence.
Yeah, so if the individual had some hospitality or entertainment HR experience, that would put them ahead, correct?
It certainly would, but I would say, too, that anyone who has had an impact on human capital agendas, who gets the role of HR in the 21st century, and who is excited about contributing is the ideal candidate that I'd like to talk to.
Excellent. Now, Wendy, when we think of the roles that they'll be doing, can you kind of give us just a quick snapshot of what are a few of the projects that they'll probably be working on in the first 3 months?
In the first 3 months, working on a vacation report and summary, utilization summaries, working to streamline recruitment as we head into the NBA season, working with managers to make sure that labor relations, that arena is doing well. We'd like to make sure that managers are managing and leading well. We'd like to make sure that there's a focus on coaching and mentoring in addition to progressive discipline, because I think that it's important to make people feel good about coming to work, and being punitive is not always the best way. So we need to ensure that managers are balancing, motivating people, inspiring people to do well. And so those are some of the areas where this individual will focus.
Excellent. And Wendy, what is the best way for them to get their resume and cover letter into the organization? What's the best way to do that?
Yes, by email. And the email address is BarclaysHR, that's Barclays with an S, HR at LevyRestaurants.com. Levy is L-E-V-Y. So again, Barclays with an S, HR at LevyRestaurants.com.
Well, that was Wendy Wolfork, Director of Human Resources at Levy Restaurants and Barclays Center. Wendy, thanks again for that information, and hopefully we'll get you some great resumes on its way. Thank you again.
Rod, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and kudos to you, I'd like to say, too, as we end, for coming up with a really innovative way to bring career opportunities and professionals together.
Thanks again, Wendy. Appreciate that. And that was Wendy Wolfork of Levy Restaurants there at the Barclays Center, and that was just a lot of fun. Well, welcome back to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/ Own Your Career. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320, which is great. So that was Wendy, and we go back many years, and that was just excellent there. So once again, if you see yourself as an HR manager, and I know Wendy personally, she's just great to work for. Certainly that's something you may want to consider. So As far as gathering business intelligence and prior to the interview, as a CEO of me, certainly we'll take your calls at 347-857-3320. And once again, when you're going after the information and gathering the information, one of the nice things that you want to do with the organization is certainly you want to loop back with them. So make sure, kind of follow up with them and cover all the details there and just say, you know, this is what happened, this is what transpired, appreciate the details, appreciate the information, and kind of going from there is just outstanding. So good stuff. Let me just bring in Wanda in. So Wanda,
good evening.
Good evening. What did you think about Wendy Wolfark?
Wendy, that's a great opportunity. I hope that hopefully one of our listeners out there either knows someone or they themselves may be eligible for that position. It sounds like a great position.
Yeah, no, it was a great position and certainly working and being involved. I mean, once again, you're involved with the Barclay Center, and I know that she has met quite a few individuals of note. And so if you're interested in kind of knowing the movers and the shakers and what's going on at the Barclay Center there in downtown Brooklyn, it's just fantastic. So now, Wanda, as we spoke about, as I was sharing about business intelligence, right, inside the organization, and you recently, well, not so recently, landed inside a major pharmaceutical organization in New York. What did you think about these questions and finding out as much as you can about an organization, you know, and some of the things you may have done in preparing, because you went through several rounds of interviews,
yes.
how this information was valuable to you?
You know, gathering business intelligence for the CEO of me is very, very good thing to do. What I found was very helpful was using LinkedIn. And when I got my list of interview viewers, and when that list was handed to me, I was able to go on to LinkedIn, and I put in those names, and I saw their backgrounds and saw what they did, where they were at the company, and what they did previously, where they went to school, a lot of information, and kind of familiarized myself with each individual that I found on LinkedIn. A few of them were not on there, but the ones that were, I was able to link to kind of understand their backgrounds and where they come from. So when I had the interview, I was able to connect with them on that level of understanding. So if I knew they went to University of Nevada and they studied, you know, I would have this conversation about some of the topics, some of the things I saw that they studied, and then we can relate. I even saw at one point that the supervisor that I ended up working with, he knew someone at that same university, and I was able to relate, oh, I know such and such, and I work with them in this area, and they know you from this university, and I was actually able to kind of get that information behind the scenes by looking through LinkedIn. So I find LinkedIn to be a great tool to learning and helping to gather business intelligence, and that's exactly what I did. And it was a great conversation for when I came in and met and talked to the group. I was able to kind of connect and relate, and they were happy to know that I did some research on them, and they were happy to know that I did research on the company as well.
You know, Wanda, why is it that individuals find that when they look at someone's profile on LinkedIn, they're concerned that they may see that an individual they're going to be interviewing with has looked at their profile? You know, many who I coach say to me, Rod, but I don't want them to know that I was looking at their profile. And I kind of scratched my head and said, but why wouldn't you want to know? I mean, why wouldn't you want them to know that you're doing some research? You know, why do you find people, you know, look at it that way, Wanda?
I think that people are intimidated And they kind of mostly think about the negatives and the positives. And when you look at the positive aspect of it, you can see that people are actually looking forward to you looking for them. Like when I look on LinkedIn and I see that I've been viewed by certain companies, certain consultants, or certain, you know, certain individuals, I'm happy to know that people are actually looking at my profile. And people are actually looking at it from different backgrounds and probably should, and that would also incite me to kind of either be able to respond to them or just at least to know that they were somehow thinking about me. So it's accentuating the positive.
Right. So if I was to, you know, to interview with you and I had you, you know, I'm going to be meeting with you on Friday for an interview and you saw that, you know, I clicked your profile and I guess you'd sit up. You're looking at it as a positive, saying, okay, Rod is doing what he's supposed to do, which is doing his research on me. Right? Anything
exactly.
More than that? Yeah. Right?
I think that's good.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that if I sent you, before I interview you, if I sent you a LinkedIn invitation, how do you react to that? Cool or not so cool?
Actually, I was very happy to know that someone that may have an interest in my profile or have you related to a job, hopefully, because you never know what people are doing. And hopefully it's related to a job. And definitely I'd be happy about
that. Let's say
this.
Let's say I'm interviewing with you, right? You're the manager.
Oh, okay.
And I've been asked by HR to come in and interview with you, so I look at your background, and then I also send you an invitation. Now, I haven't met you. I don't know you. I know that I'm interviewing with you on Friday, and I send you an invitation. Cool or not cool?
I think that's a great thing. I think
you
that
think
means
so?
the manager is actually looking at you, trying to see if you are a good fit. And
no, the other way around. Meaning I, as the candidate, send you as the manager an invitation to join me on LinkedIn before meeting with you.
I think that's also a great thing. I think that means you definitely, that's a good thing. That's
well,
a
you're
good
very
thing.
Nice, Wanda.
I would say,
well, you're nice and folks want to interview with you, but in most cases, many managers may feel a little bit too comfy, a little bit too warm, a little bit too wanting to know about me versus let's let the interview process and the decision process go before that. Because this is what happens, and we always have to look at it from the business standpoint, is that if I see, because all your level ones can see who you're connecting with, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, Wanda just connected with these individuals, right? So let's say Rod now shows up as one of your level ones this week, right before your interview, and all your peers and your management team see, hey, what do you got going on with Rod? Why is, you know, right? So it may add something that doesn't need to be there, right? So why is Wanda using preferential treatment? She's going to be interviewing four individuals, and she only accepted Rod, and maybe he's the only one who's extended.
Okay.
You know, why is she using preference? Oh, is it because, you know, Wanda and Rodrigo, maybe it's a Spanish thing going on here? You know, so you have to be really careful about that, and many individuals don't realize it. I mean, and once again, as a CEO of me, we do what's appropriate to our own corporate culture of our own Me Inc. enterprise. We're not robots, but from that standpoint, I'm saying is it's okay to look at someone's background. It may not be okay to extend an invitation when you're in that period of knowing who you're going to interview with, and you haven't gotten a decision yet from there. So just kind of keep it cool. From that standpoint.
Yeah.
So, you know, so pretty good. So, Wanda, thanks so much. We're going to kind of get you back after the break, and we're going to go into our mailbag. So I'm sure you'll have some great questions for me when we come back. Thanks again on that one.
Great.
Okay. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon, prime time on Monday, March 3rd, 2014, online on blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. We're taking your calls, and we're getting into the mailbag, so get ready with your questions and emails. Once again, our number is 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. And producing our show tonight is Wanda Sharif Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
Your future customers are searching online for your product or service right now. What will they find? Will they find you? Chatterbuzz Media is an internet marketing agency that gets you noticed online. From mobile responsive websites to search engine optimization to social media to content marketing, we can help. Call Chatterbuzz Media at 321-236-BUZZ. That's 321-236-2899. Or visit us online at chatterbuzzmedia.com.
In need of a career coach or a motivational speaker for your next session or event? Reach out to Rod Colon. Rod has a unique perspective on what it takes to succeed in today's global economy. Rod has over 25 years of experience as a corporate HR management insider, agency recruiter, master networker, motivational speaker, and career coach. As an in-demand career coach and motivational speaker, Rod demonstrates the power of networking as a giving and sharing activity and aggressively challenges professionals to be relentless in building their networking skills while managing their careers as a business, the CEO of Me Inc. To find out more information on Rod Colon services, go to www.rodcolon.com. That is www.rodcolon.com, or call 732-367-5580. That is 732-367-5580.
To Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon on Block Talk Radio, online at blocktalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. Taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. And we're now into our mailbag section of the program. And going ahead, Wanda.
Yes, so we have a question here. Someone had a recent interview at a company, and they know someone who works in the department where they interviewed. Would it be unorthodox to ask the person that they know if they're being considered for the job? It's been over a week, and they have not heard anything.
Ah, good question. Well, certainly, is this with HR or with the manager?
I think it seems like they know someone in the department, and I guess they're trying to figure out via this person. And it may not be an HR person. Maybe someone that
right.
they know.
But did they go in for an interview already?
They went. They had a recent interview at a company. Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. So what we want to do is we'll cover both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is that when we're meeting in the interview, we want to close each interview properly, which is this is I appreciate your time. I'm very interested in this opportunity. I could see that it's something that I would absolutely enjoy doing, will bring value to it. And then the third part of the close is what should be my next step. And based on whatever they say, and they may be a little nebulous around that. They may say, well, we're not sure. You know, are we talking about days, weeks, months? And then you could kind of narrow them down there. And then ultimately, whatever they say, you want to circle back with them and say, if by Friday I don't hear anything, as per what you just indicated, is it all right if I check back with you via phone and email on Monday? And if they say yes, great. So now, so that you always want to confirm. Right, so that's standard Me Inc. practice. Now, with your advocate on the inside, what I want to do is I want to let them know that thank you so much. Even if they didn't do anything, I still want to thank them for being an advocate. and letting them know that the interview went very well, very interested, and that I should be hearing back by Friday. If the time frame has elapsed that they're supposed to get back to me and I've already started my follow-up, then certainly I will reach out to the advocate internally to say, you know, they said Friday. They said I could call back on Monday. It's now the following Wednesday. What do you think? What should be my next step? What should I do? I'm not going to force the hand of the advocate to say, I need you to go in and, you know, on a Mission Impossible trip and figure it out, right? What I will say is, this is what's going on. This is what I've done. This is what I'm doing. And I'm going to see if the individual is willing to either ask, find out a little bit more, or know something. Quite a bit. What happens is they won't say they're going to go in and do, but they'll snoop around a little bit for you and get back to you on that. So that's the way I would do it. It's difficult. I mean, if Wanda, if you're that person, and I said to you, Wanda, I interviewed on Friday, went really great. The manager said they'd get back to me on Monday. It's now Wednesday. You know, I'm a little concerned. You know, what should I do? What should be my next step? I mean, you know, almost intuitively, that if you could do something, if you were close to information, if you knew something about me, and we have some relationship, you know, that we know each other, right? You'd probably say, Rod, you didn't do well. Really? What happened? Mm-hmm. Well, I can't really go into details, but it doesn't look like they're going to go in. Or they're still interviewing. Or the person is ill or sick. You're going to be able to, you're going to give me that information, right? So I try to be really good about not forcing the individual to do something that they're uncomfortable with. So I'll set it up almost like in basketball, like an alley-oop to say, you know, here's the ball, slam it in if you wish, but I'm not going to do it for them, right? I'm not going to say, can you do this for me, right?
Exactly.
But I'm going to lay it out to see, you know, would they be willing to do this? That's why we try to find as many, you know, as up to 7 business advocates inside the organization, because everyone's going to react a little differently.
Exactly.
Yeah, good question. What else you have?
So we have a recent interview, upcoming interview. When is it appropriate to ask about salary? Should I bring it up, or should I wait for the HR to bring it up?
Good question. The old salary. Okay. HR many times, or an agency or recruiting firm, they want to know compensation up front so that they feel they're not wasting their time or the manager's time or the client's time. So our role as the CEO of Me, Inc. in running a business is to continue the conversation to when you want compensation discussions, which is to be in the negotiation stage, right? So if HR says to me, if Wanda says to me, and Wanda's HR, Rod, what are you looking for? I said, well, Wanda, what are you budgeted for? Right. So almost like it's tennis, ping pong, just back and forth, really quick, right back to her. So Wanda says, Rod, what are you looking for as far as compensation? Says Wanda, yeah, great question. What are you budgeted for? Like no big deal. And Wanda may say, and this is what happens, 50% of the time, the individual will say, oh, we're budgeted from X to Y. And you will then say, great, I can work with that. And watch your tone. Great, I can work with that. Or, great, I can work with that. Right? Some will say, I guess I can work with that. I guess I can live with that. Yeah, I guess that's okay. Be very careful. They're watching everything that you do. So your thing is, well, Rod, what are you looking for as far as compensation? Oh, well, Wanda, what are you budgeted for? Well, Rod, we're budgeted from here and here. Oh, great, I can work with that. Even if I couldn't, I'm saying that, because I don't know what's going to happen at the back end.
Okay.
Right? So from that standpoint, now let's say Wanda says, all right, you know I can't share with you what the range is, or I'm not at liberty to tell you what you're looking for. Okay. Then you say, If I'm currently employed, I'm currently earning X. And certainly I would be looking for some type of an increase.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, what type of an increase? And you give it to them in a range, right? So
mm-hmm.
if you're making less than $50,000, the range is $10,000. If your range is if your income is somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000, it's a $20,000 range. If it's from $100,000 to $150,000, use a $30,000 range. And if it's over $150,000, just it's a $40,000 range, and that's it. So that's what you use. Give them a range. Okay. If they then say to you, "Well, Rod, I'm not sure we can go to the numbers that you're looking for."
Mm-hmm.
Then I come back and say, "Oh, so you do have a budget. What budget do you have?" And then they'll share at this point, because you just caught them, said, "Oh, I could work with that. I could work with that, absolutely." Okay. Now, if you're in transition and you're on unemployment or beyond unemployment, then you could use a little humor. I like this style, which is, you know, one that says to me, "Rod, you know, what are you looking for? What are you budgeted for?" "Well, I really can't go into that. I really need to have a number from you." "Well, you know, I was earning $130,000 at Roche, but Governor Christie is now giving me a stipend of $24,000. I would certainly like a number closer to what I was earning at Roche." Right? And then kind of work with it. Play with it as to what's the back and forth. "Well, there's no way we could come to those numbers that you had at Roche." "Great. So you have some type of a budget. You know, what do you have in mind?" "Great. I can work with that." Right? And these are just the back and forth. You have to visualize the conversation with the individual to say, and just get comfortable in that back and forth. Many times an individual will say to me when I ask them the question in our mock interview, you know, "Well, tell me, Joe, you know, what are you looking for in compensation?" And then they give me this song and dance. "Well, you know, the firm, I'm sure your firm pays well, and, you know, everything is equitable, and certainly you want to do the right thing." I mean, they'll go into the soliloquy and then eventually come to, "Well, what are you budgeted for?" Just go right straight to the point to say, you know, "Well, Rod, what are you looking for? Well, tell me, what are you budgeted for?" If you could kind of get to that, it works very, very nicely. Great
question.
You know,
Rod, sometimes I hear that, I think the fear is that some people may find that they don't know about the negotiation aspect of it, and they may believe that, well, they're not going to hire me if I a certain instead of going through a range, just giving one set value. And I think they get a little intimidated thinking, well, you know, they're probably not going to hire me, especially if you're unemployed. It's kind of hard for a person to think, well, you know, let me give a range, when they just say, you know, I'll just take anything.
Right, right. Well, it once again, in the interviewing life cycle, right, you have the early game and then the end game. The negotiations is the end game. In the front part, it's all about you proving to them that you're the winner. Remember, in any offer, there has to be two yeses. The first one is they say yes, then you have to say yes, right? So in that early stages, if you're not working, you have to just sense it, and you get the practice. This is why, you know, go for openings that sometimes they may not be, you know, are certainly well within reason, may not be perfect. So you get this practice out of, you just get comfortable with this. But in the early part, if they say, well, you know, what are you looking for? Well, what are you budgeted for? Well, I really can't get into details with that. Well, you know, can you give me a range? If they say give you a range, give them a range, right? And give a range that you can actually live with, right? If you give them a range that is well below, well above, you know, you're missing out. Give them a range that you're comfortable with, right? If they say, then at that point, no, I'm not looking for a range. I need a number, right? Says, well, you know, take the low number on the range. Because ultimately what you're saying at this point, you don't worry about it, because it's in the end that they want you. After interviewing, you know, 30 individuals, after 100 resumes, after 6 rounds of interviews, and they've decided on you, they don't want to lose you. So now it's the time to leverage, right? Difficult to leverage when you're not working.
Yeah. Right?
It's just tough. But it's better to leverage once you know that they want you. There's more to leverage. It's the offer that they want to give you, right? So that's the way I look at it. For individuals who are currently employed, mm-hmm. and within their own mind, they're like, look, I don't want to waste my time. I can appreciate that they don't want to let the process extend because they're working and they can't often take just 3 days of work and all that. And they say, look, you know, at a minimum, I'm going to be looking for, you know, $170,000. Well, mm-hmm. we can't do that. Well, what can you do? You know, and if they want to cover that up front. As a business owner, I like to still handle those things at the back end, but I can appreciate where someone says, look, you know, I know them well enough. The money's got to be in this area. If not, I'm just wasting my time. You know, certainly I could see that as an option. But, you know, once again, the individual is going to be, certainly if they're in transition, it's always about leverage in business, right? So what we want to be able to leverage is the opportunity that we have an offer. Once we have an offer, we have something to leverage. And remember, the two yeses, their yes, then comes your yes.
That's great.
Anything else, Wanda? Any other questions there?
No other questions in our mailbag today.
Excellent. No, this is great. Thanks, Wanda. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So today, you know, we introduced a new program. It's just bringing individuals to share their openings, and we'll be doing that from time to time with the decision makers. So we're not looking at agencies, and I love them. I love agencies. It's nothing wrong with them. And the agency recruiters, I was part of that group for many years. But we're looking to work with decision makers so that the decision maker can share their background and what they're looking for, and that the individual listening can actually get a little appreciation for the individual themselves. So thank you to Wendy Wolford for sharing that this evening, and certainly thank you to my partner and producer of On Your Career, Wanda Sharif Rodriguez. Right. With that, we'll call that a wrap. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rodcolone.com. I'd love to hear from you. During the week, you can contact me at rod@rodcolone.com. Thank you once again to Wanda Sharif Rodriguez for producing today's show, for Wendy Wolford for sharing her opportunity with us. I appreciate you, our listeners. We know how difficult it is to own your career. Thank you for listening in, and thanks for your questions, especially those into the mailbag. Keep the faith and networking alive, and until next week, this is Rod Colone with Own Your Career.